It was a beautiful day, thought the lady addressed her. Hot and humid, of course, which was hardly surprising, since the whole planet was covered with a thick, impenetrable jungle. But nonetheless, a beautiful day for an execution. No, no, please, my lady, please! The lady Adrasta ignored the man's cries as her guards dragged him to the edge of the old mineshaft they called the Pit. The wretched engineer had failed her. Those who failed her died. It was a simple rule designed to encourage efficiency among her subjects. Some it did, some it didn't. Those it didn't were obviously deliberately refractory, and she was better off without them. The man had become silent, staring in horror down into the darkness below him. Bored, the lady addressed her looked around. The green, oppressive jungle seemed almost visibly to be encroaching on the mineshaft. It was encroaching everywhere on the planet, she thought, like a vast green sea.
Well, what are we waiting for?
She snapped irritably at her vizier, Madame Carella.
We haven't got all day.
The wizened old woman with evil eyes fingered the knife she wore at her waist. All this business of the Pit, she thought, is a waste of time. Why the Pit? Simpler to cut their throats, quicker, too. Still, if my lady wanted to indulge her whim... Carella signaled to the guard who carried the great hunting horn. It was made out of the antler of some huge beast. The guard raised the horn to his lips and blew a single blast, which echoed and re-echoed in the green clearing. There was a moment of silence, of expectancy. Even the victim fell silent. Everyone waited. Then it came. An answering call from the Pit. Inhuman, not animal either. The sound of some great... What? The victim, staring down, caught a glimpse of something enormous yet shapeless moving in the darkness below and screamed. The lady Adrasta nodded to the guards. Two of them seized the poor engineer and hurled him over the edge of the Pit. She watched with interest as he fell among the pile of bones, remnants of previous engineers and scientists who had failed her. Then something, a shape, unimaginably huge and of an extraordinary luminescent green, rolled towards him, covering him. The man screamed and was silent. The lady Adrasta shivered and turned away. Madame Carella glanced at her mistress and shrugged. The knife, she thought, would be easier, simpler, all this fuss about using the creature of the Pit.